Blog Talk Radio.
God for Radio.
On deck, 5 FC Black Moon on deck was good. Chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to God for Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out God for Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Diefold Radio.
Shout out to Diefold Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187, Diefold Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer, holding it down, Diefold Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Diefold Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode of Diefold Radio. This is your old Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world famous Drodians, man. I'm live in the building right now. We got a beautiful show for y'all as always. And I thank y'all for tuning in. I thank y'all for the support. It means a lot to us over here. You know what I mean, this is a real station. We real people. We fans of this motherfucking hip hop. We artists. You know what I'm saying? We listeners, we connoisseurs of this music, you know? So when we broadcasting to y'all, man, we broadcasting to y'all from the heart, and we giving y'all the real. You know what I'm saying? Nothing sugar-coated over here. We giving y'all the real. And I always say, man, this is my key saying and my key slogan. I'm a 70s baby, raised in the 80s, stuck in the 90s. You know what I mean? And that 90s music to y'all, is the golden era music. When I say 90s, that's that golden era music. You know what I'm saying? Everything that came out of the 90s was nothing but that fire. So with that being said, that's what we're going to bring to y'all. Not saying, you know what I mean, the other music is garbage, but it's just what we gravitated to. It's what we've grown to love. It's what we grew up on. It's what influenced us. So when we say that, that's what we're talking about. A big shout out to all the forefathers, man, all the OGs, everybody that came before us and laid the foundation and laid the pillars, you know, for this culture known as hip-hop music. Much appreciated, man. Today is May 17, 2014, man. It's around 8:32 p.m. I'm out here in the East Coast, man. Shout out to my West Coast listeners. Shout out to my international listeners. Man, I can't wait to interview the individuals I have coming through the show tonight, man. It's an honor to be able to talk to these individuals. It's going to be a great show. Of course, you know, if y'all been living under a rock, man, Diefold Radio is the number one blog talk radio station on the planet, man. Number one radio station on the planet on blog talk radio. Better tune in and get tuned out. The number to dial is 646-249-45. Once again, that's 646-249-45. And I got, you know, the legendary Pharoah Monch coming through tonight. You know, that's going to be very, very interesting. Can't wait for that, you know, to pop off. You know what I mean? And, of course, we got Egyptian Lover coming through. And we got my man Fresh Kid Ice coming through. Of course, I got my man Dyer Lansky riding shotgun with me, man. I couldn't have no other way, man. What's up, big bro? How you feeling tonight, man?
I'm feeling good. Looking forward to another beautiful night in hip-hop. And, you know, to go into it, I think we got our special guest already in the house.
You know what? Let's go ahead and bring him on the line right now, man. We got none other than Mr. Pharoah Monch live in the building. How you feeling, sir?
What's up, sir? How are you?
I'm feeling blessed, you know, to have you in the presence, you know what I mean, of the Diefold Radio team. And your time means a lot to us, you know what I mean? So it's a blessing and an honor to have you, you know what I mean? You dropped this crazy album, you know what I'm saying? We've been waiting for a solo album from you since 1999. So it's an honor to have this post-traumatic stress disorder in our motherfucking hands right now. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. People feeling the record is crazy, and it's an honor for me to be on the line with y'all right now. It's good.
Most deaf. So, I mean, aside from inspiration, man, and you know, that itch to get that music out to the people, I mean, how did this whole thing come about? Because post-traumatic stress disorder is a serious disorder. That's a serious disease. So for you to name the album that, man, you know, that was real, you know what I'm saying? That was some real shit. You know what I mean? That was from the heart right there, as all your music is.
So, I mean... Just basically being independent now, man. You know, I dropped the album War, and 2012, we came out with this We Are Renegades joint, and was my first official independent record. And just coming off of that and looking at things like they really are, I wanted to talk about real issues, you know, not just the gorilla Superman shit that everybody raps about, like what's really going on in my life right now, from the ups and downs and financial health and all of that. So I was like, man, what if you write some shit that's really, really, really real? You know, and it's taken from, it's not just taken from the last 2 years, it's taken from over my whole career, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, it's about time that somebody talk about, you know, what's really happening out here on the independent level. And I'm getting it. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, the company is successful. The last album sold a gang of records. The Jill Scott record did really well for us off the last album. And the profile is up. And the shows are good. And blah, blah, blah overseas. But it's not, you know, it's just not, it's not hunky-dory and peachy keen all the time. And I was like, let me rap about, if I'm going to call my album this, you know, it's got to be transparent, and I got to talk about some real issues, you know?
Most definitely. You really touched on some serious issues on this album. I've been banging it since I got it. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Todd Davis. Shout out to Hype Magazine, you know, for getting that to us, you know what I mean, and letting us digest that. Because you come from an era of substance, you know what I mean? And that's what has always drawn me to you, you know, way back to your days of Organized Confusion, you know what I mean? Yeah. To where it's like, this guy has something to say, you know what I mean? I got to listen to this guy because there's so much garbage out there in hip-hop right now. But you have to have a balance. But me being from the golden era, it's always a breath of fresh air to hear a Pharoah Monch record, to hear a Talib Kweli record, you know, to hear... You know what I mean? I could go on and on. So, but not to interrupt you, but go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you could finish what you were saying.
So, you know, I think that, you know, you're going to get a lot of that now because the industry has kind of played its hand and forced its hand. And so the people who are creative and still want to make music is definitely still going to make music. And it's just going to be a little freer, and it's actually going to go back to, I'm not saying this is going to change what anybody else is doing, but a lot of the cats are going to go back to it, and a lot of new and up-and-coming cats are going to be forced to be a little bit more creative because they're not going to be getting signed. You know, if Nas is independent, you know, going independent now, and he sees that's the best thing to do. And I know it's independent on a higher scale, but, you know, you're going to see a lot of people making the type of music that they want to make from their heart and not just trying to get on the this is hip-hop and R&B radio stations that's not really playing, you know, some dope-ass hip-hop shit.
Definitely. So as far as the inspiration behind this music, man, can you speak to the people, you know, in regards to how it came about? Because I know it's been, what, you said, it's been a couple years in the making, you know what I mean? These songs, you've been holding on to these songs, and you've been waiting for the right opportunity to give them to the people. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, we, you know, the last record was War, and we had already, you know, taken that route, and I'd already started to use my Rolodex to reach out to people like Jill Scott and Immortal Technique and Fonte and Royce 5'9 is on the record and Gene Gray. And that record did really dope for us, you know, not going front independently. And then, you know, I needed to follow it up. You know, the knock on me was I don't put out enough music. So I'm like, yo, let me get right back to work. What are you going to follow up an album called War? You know, the war was about me going to war against the machine, me going to war against the authority, me going to war against police in the hood and shit like that. And I was just asking myself, so now that you've said all that, what's the result? And where are you? Where are you financially? Where are you health-wise dealing with your asthma? Are you any better? Or, you know, and I'm like, yo, man, the truth of the matter is I went out here and I tried to be a rebel, and I'm kind of right where I stood before I did that. So let me speak on it, you know. And post-traumatic stress disorder is what a lot of soldiers deal with coming back from war. But it's what
right.
a lot of people deal with in impoverished neighborhoods as well, dealing with crime, gangs, crooked cops, you know, things of that nature, just poverty and things of that nature. And it really affects people. And you don't
yeah.
look at it like that. You know, they don't make the correlation to the disease like that, but it's a real issue. That there's even been, you know, studies on post-traumatic slave syndrome for a minute with Dr. Joy Leary, who's been doing writings on that. So I looked at all of that, did my homework on all of that, and what I really came to is, like, you really, you know, got to be personal with it. So I talked about how, you know, I went into the hospital with asthma, real bad chronic asthma, and the concoction and the cocktail of medication that they gave me really had me screwed up, you know, emotionally.
Mm.
I was in there for a stint for like 2 weeks in the hospital, came out and was on the medication, and it was really, you know, had me flipping. And, you know, I had to really talk to serious people, talk to friends, family, like about how I was feeling. And that's basically the basis of the record. I got to look at what hardcore depression feels like to people, you know, on a real
wow.
level. And
right.
I'm just spitting about what that shit and how it really puts the blanket on you and how it really feels, because I got to feel it. Luckily for me, you know, I had a dentist appointment, as I'm saying in all the articles, and the doctor was able to look at the medications I was taking, and he pulled me aside and was like, yo, man, you realize the side effects? You know, I just, you know, I don't want to pry into your business, but I just want to, you know, ask you if you know what this is about. And I was like, damn, I didn't put two and two together. I didn't really equate it to the side effects of the medication I was taking. You feel me?
Oh, right.
So, you know, so I got off of that, you know, medication again, started going hard in the gym and diet and what have you. But the writings on this record is about what I went through during that time period and my thought process during that time period.
Okay. Then that's deep right there, because, man, I can relate to you, you know, because I had a bout, you know, with bronchitis, you know what I mean? And that right there was enough for me to put the cigarettes down and, you know, get the hell away from, you know, that poisonous shit, man. I mean, I like
right.
to smoke my blunt here and there, but I can't even, it's to the point I can't even smoke blunts because the tobacco and the paper, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, I got to get, you know, medicated and motivated, so I had to find alternative methods, you know, vaporizers, rice paper, you know what I mean,
right.
zigzags, because at the end of the day, I don't need marijuana to, you know, compose music, but it does
right.
open up chambers in my mind and puts
right.
me in the zone to where I can create music,
right.
you know what I mean, so I can relate to that. It was crazy, man. And
exactly.
But, you know, at the end of the day, my health is more important than a substance that I put into my body, so I can relate fully to that, man. I got some joints in front of me right now, man. I usually don't play joints first, man, but I want the people to hear these joints, you know, because here we're all about the journalism and letting the artist speak to the people, you know what I mean? And that's what we all about here, let you speak to the people and let the people, you know, relate to you aside from the music. But these joints is so powerful that you blessed us with. I got to get into this music, and then we're going to get right back on the line with you and chop it up with you more. I got this this time joint, man. Am I saying that right, or is it time two?
Yeah, times two, or times squared.
Times two.
Yeah.
Time squared. I got that. Can you speak to the people about that? How did that come about? Who produced that? Give the people a little insight about that.
I mess heavily with a producer named Marco Polo. We've been working together for quite some time. I was working on his project. We're bartering back and forth music songs and verses and such and such. And I came across this piece of music right here, and I was like, this is it. This is the opening song to my album. And I wanted to reflect, you know, somebody who's trying to deal with, you know, the fact that he's about to lose his job and anxiety and him just losing it, you know, losing it in the middle of Manhattan at his job. You know, he got fired and he just can't take it anymore. And that's what that song's about.
There it is, man. You heard it from the man himself, man, the ingenious, man, the incomparable, Mr. Pharoah Monch. Live on Die For Radio with your boy Sneak Rothstein. This is the Drodian Show, man. Let's get into it, man. Pharoah Monch time. Y'all make sure y'all go get that album, Post Traumatic Stress Disorder, man. One of his most personal works, and a real great album. Like I said, man, I've been digesting it for the last couple weeks, and it's a lot of heaters on there, and it's good music. You know what I'm saying? So you got to support that good music, and make sure you do the knowledge, man. For those youngsters out there that don't know who he is, You have it at your disposal. Go to Google. Go to Yahoo.com. You know what I mean? He's very accessible on the internet, man. So, but yeah, that joint right there is fire. Like all the joints, everything I've heard from you is fire. So, what is the thought process? You know what I mean? What can you take us through the process of you know coming up with these gems that you come up with? Is it like a something that happens in your life, or you know what I'm saying? You just have an inspiration off of something, or something pisses you off, or how do you come up with these gems that you come up with?
Combination of all those things, man. You try to stay open-minded. You know what I'm saying?
And
be inspired by all things. Like, I could do this interview and leave this interview like, damn, you know, we really got deep on this conversation. You know what I'm saying? It could be inspire me to build upon, you know, write upon something else. And so,
yeah.
I'm always looking for, any MC will tell you the same thing, always looking for the next line or the next inspiration, be it movie, conversation, television commercial, sports commentator, story in the hood, personal, girlfriend, wife, whatever. You're like, wow, that's Illmatic. Let me see if I can flip this into a song or ill line or whatever. So with me, you know, with that joint right there, I was just like, yo, I need the dude to stutter. I need him to be going through it. He's so fucking mad that he can't even think straight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So he's like,
definitely.
You know, so I just, you know, on some, pulled out my acting skills or whatever, and I'm like, what would this guy sound like if, you know, he was frantic and he was going through it. And that goes for the whole album, man. You watch shows like Breaking Bad and you look at the plots and you look at the season, and it kind of guided me on how to put a whole album together, like a film or like a show. You know, it's like it's got to come together. Like I wanted people to be able to listen to this whole record like it was a movie or a television show.
Can we look forward to, you know, some movies coming from Pharoah, some scripts coming out there in the near future?
Definitely. One of the things that we're trying to do that's unique with this project and in the near future is we want to take our time with the visuals. So visually, a lot of stuff that you're going to see coming from this project, it's going to be less video and more like, damn, that shit felt like a little mini movie. Very high art.
Right.
You could. I want people to be like, I don't even know this dude. You know, I don't even listen to his music, but I saw this and it made me curious about, you know, wanting to get to know this artist better.
That's dope. That's dope. Now let's get into. I got a couple callers on the line, but I want to get into your name. You know, I'm not a big history buff, but pharaohs were basically direct descendants of sun gods. I mean, did that have anything to do with you coming up with the name Pharaoh? Because I know Manch comes from Manchichi.
Yeah.
But Pharaoh. How did that name come about? Because that's a very strong and powerful name. Can you speak to the people about that?
Well, I mean, I was back in the days doing my Kemet Egyptian studies, and I just wanted to have a fly joint like every other MC had, you know, the Illmatic, you know, thing before their actual name. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I just thought phonetically it was dope, you know what I'm saying? It just felt, just sounds like cool and shit like that. So that's one thing I'm big on lyrically too. Like I'll purposely leave something that I know is wrong as long as it sounds fly. And don't get me wrong, I study, you know, I don't rhyme just for the sake of riddling. You know, I do my research, but if I stumble or I know something is wrong English, but it sounds good, I'll leave it. You know, so Pharaoh,
okay.
I just like it. You can leave it as Pharaoh, and then the Manchi key I already had because, you know, I don't know if you heard the story, but I got a real fucked up haircut, and this girl was cracking
yeah.
on me. She said I look like one of them shit, so I kept it, you know.
What does she think about you to this day? I know it's showing your dick to this day. You know what I mean? I know she ain't talking no shit to this day. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was bug because I was definitely the perennial class clown. So the thing that's dope about growing up in the hood, man, is like when you dish good jokes and you snapping on people, you got to be able to take it too, man. That's what was just beautiful about those times, man. It was like I was like the king snapper in class and shit, the class clown, and she. And she caught me with one, and it was so funny, and the teachers was laughing. So I was like, yo, this shit that funny, I mean, I'm going to just let it ride. Fuck it, I fuck with it. Munch.
Yo, let's go to the VIP hotline right now, 818-616, just the CEO of Die 4 Radio in the building, man. What's up, Lance? You got some questions for Big Brook?
Absolutely, absolutely. First off, welcome to Die 4 Radio, Farrell. We really appreciate you taking the time. This is Don Lansky. I actually got to do an interview with you just right before the album drop for the Hype
okay.
magazine. It already
okay.
chopped it up, you know, about the album. But I got to ask you, too, it's funny actually you said about the stuttering thing, because that's one of my favorite tracks on that album for sure. But I grew up with a dude that had a, you know, speech impediment and stuttering problem, and he worked his ass off through it, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But when we would,
mm-hmm.
like, flow... He actually had kind of a character where he would bring it kind of back through like that. So when I heard that, I mean, it took me just way back, way back. And when he would get mad, that's when he would start kind of stuttering again. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You knew he was mad if he started stuttering. So I'm going to took me way back. But I got to ask, you know, what has been the feedback on the album? Because, you know, everything that you've done from Organized Confusion to everything with Ruckus to War now, you know what I'm saying, and Big Rock and everybody. But what has been your, you know, basically interpretation of the feedback on this album?
It's been remarkable, man. I mean, the publications, the critics, you know, some people saying it's my best work. So for me, man, it's been dope, man. I'm glad people got it how I intended for them to receive it. That's the most important thing. You know, you don't want to be misinterpreted, or you don't want things to be too far over people's heads. And I mean, one thing I learned over the years is that films, music, you know. Everything ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you try to do a concept record and you try to implement some things in there to, you know, this time is just like, you know, fuck it, man. If you are not on that level, then this ain't for you. And that's not an excuse, you
yeah.
know, because a lot of times people don't get it and they're like, well, it ain't for you then. That's it's not that. It's just to say that I set out to make this piece of music for people who want layers, and you could listen to it more than one time and catch something else up in there. And I realized that type of thing isn't for everybody. Everybody doesn't want to go see an X-Men movie, or everybody doesn't want to go see, you know, the drama with the innuendos and the nuances that you could walk out of the theater and have a conversation about, you know, with your boy or your chick, and y'all could sit down and talk for hours about what you just saw. Some people want something simple, and, you know, sometimes I want something simple. But when I didn't want this to be that. I wanted it to be very blatant so that you get it and it's real and it's street. A lot of it is street, But a lot of it is like, you know, it's definitely not what's happening in pop culture and hip hop either. So if I think, you know, I think that there's a million people who, if they heard this album, would be like, well, damn, I'm pleasantly surprised. I ain't, you know, given the title and all this, I didn't think I would be into it like this or whatever.
Yeah.
But for the people who got it, the feedback has been remarkable.
That's great. And it is, and it's hard to say this being a fan like I am, but it is your best work to date. But I still,
yeah.
You know, I have classics I still listen to, but I'm going to have to say, like, if, you know, as a fan, I was even pleasantly surprised just for music, you know, not just for you. Like, I was like, my goodness, this is exactly what is needed right now. So big salute to you. We really appreciate you taking time rocking with Die 4 Radio, man. We really do.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
No problem.
Most def. Most def. Before we get you out of here, big bro, I got two callers, and I would like for you to do a Die 4 Radio drop for us. If that's not too much to ask, and we're going to let you enjoy your night,
you.
Man. It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you.
I got you, bro.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready, man.
Let's get it.
Oh, you want the drop?
Yeah, do the drop for us, and we'll get into those callers.
Hey, yo, 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 this your boy Fal Mon, straight from Queens, and right now you were listening to Die 4 Radio. You already know what it is.
There it is, man. We got the legendary Pharoah Monch in the building. You're listening to Die 4 Radio, man. It's your host, Sneak Frosty, man. I want y'all to make sure y'all go get my big brother's new album, man, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, available right now. Let's get into our first caller, man. We got two callers, and we're going to move on with the show. 724-614, what's going on with you?
What's good, man? How's everybody feeling tonight, man? This is Josh.
What's up, everybody? We good. We got Pharoah, man. You got any questions for him before you get off the line?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I got a really good question, man. And I just want to how do you feel about what Dr. Dre's doing with that $1 million deal? And what I mean by it is with people in that such position, and the shit I do, and I know many people listening, especially Todd listening, and you, Sneak, as well, you see what I do with the Rap Basement joint, and I promote the history and shit like that. Do you think people in that higher position should be doing what I'm doing, man, to make it a little easier for me?
You mean in terms of giving back to the culture or promoting the culture?
Yeah,
what is your exact question?
Yeah, pretty much giving back to the culture, man, and pushing the knowledge, because I see a lot of people who are making the money, man, and I don't really see them really pushing, keeping the art form alive, man, like how us little people do, man.
I think that has always been the case and the question and the difference. Another thing I've noticed behind those doors are the things that they don't talk about that they do. You know what I mean? And you know, that don't the media doesn't put out there. So the media is gonna publicize this deal with Apple and Beats and all that. But, you know, he could be doing 20 other things, you know, that they're not going to put on the front page and blast out and what have you. Or, you know, he's like, yo, I just feel I need to do this and I don't need to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? In terms of charities or whatever he has, I don't know his personal business like that, you know. But I was just thinking about that today, man. I was running some errands with my mom in the hood, and I was like, damn, man, if I had that type of dough, what I could do for the kids in my neighborhood in terms of recreation and arts and programs and things of that nature. And it just made me say the same thing you're saying. Well, if I really want to do that, then I got to hustle up the knowledge and get the grants and just go ahead and do it anyway. But it's just amazing how at this level it's a struggle. You know, the people who want to help people got to really struggle to do it and do it in a grassroots way. But, hey, man, that's it was written. You know what I mean? It was just how you were going to complain about it.
Oh, yeah, no
definitely.
Doubt, man.
Man, thank you for the call, Josh, man. Hey, rock out with your boy, man. You know I'm going to come back to you, man. I appreciate you checking in with us, man, with the legendary Pharaoh Monch. You know how we do over here at Die For Radio, fam.
Oh, for sure, man. Thanks, man. I'll stay on the line.
No problem. Yes, sir. Yo, Pharaoh, before we get you out of here, big bro, you got any shout-outs? I ain't going to say last shout-outs because this ain't the last time we're going to talk and communicate and correspond. But if you have any shout-outs, you know what I mean, anybody that needs to be shouted out, any last words, I said last words, any words you need to give out before you get up out of here, man.
I just really want to shout-out, big rest in peace to Rock Raider, Grandmaster Rock Raider, whose birthday is today. And just on the cuts and scratches alone really inspired me and a lot of work that he did and just was good energy and a good brother. So I want to shout him out. And that's really it, man.
Most def, most def. We appreciate you coming through. Let me go to this 954 call. I want to say this is our next special guest before you get up out of here. 954-404. Who we got on the line?
Fresh Kid Ice.
Fresh Kid Ice with the legendary 2 Live crew. What's happening, man? We got Pharaoh Monch in the building, man. He about to get up out of here. Man, it's good
peace,
to have
yo,
y'all
peace.
Two brothers in the building.
Thank you, man. Peace, yo.
All right.
Definitely, man. Pharaoh, man, once again, we thank you, big brother. Thank you, you know what I mean, for all you've contributed to the culture, man. And, man, we wish you much respect. And much blessings to you, and look forward to goddamn connecting with you behind the scenes, man, because you continue to give a lot to this culture, and we love what you're doing, man. You got a lot to say. You got substance, as we say, over here at Die For Radio, man. Do the knowledge.
Oh, thank you, man. Peace.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Peace. Enjoy your night, big bro.
All right.
Fresh Kid Ice, man. What's going on, fam? How's everything going with you, man?
Everything is good, man. Can't complain.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We got the legendary Fresh Kid Ice in the building, man. 2 Live crew. Wow, it gets no bigger than this right here, man. This is the biggest platform on Blog Talk Radio. This is the number one Blog Talk Radio station out right now, man. Everybody knows. Everybody that comes through these premises, man, is monumental and iconic. So it's good having you. I understand you got some new music out, you know what I mean, that the people is waiting to get their hands on. You know what I mean? Can you speak to the people about that before we get into the history of who Fresh Kid Ice is?
For sure. Myself and Brother Marquise, we've been on the road together for the last few years and so on. So we got a new single out right now. It's called Take It Off. The new 2 Live Crew single is called Take It Off. It's on New Focus, Lil Joe Records. You know, it's available now on iTunes, so they can go pick it up.
Most def, most def. So, I mean, what's been going on, man? I mean, we haven't heard from you in a minute. I know you still been working, you know what I'm saying? No news is good news. If we don't hear from artists, we know they still grinding, you know. So what's been going on with you aside from, you know, the new music you got going on?
Well, we've been just touring a lot, you know what I'm saying? We've been hitting different countries and stuff like that and hitting everywhere around the States and so on, you know, and the people wanted a new project from us, so Marquise and myself decided to give them one, you know?
That's dope right there, man. I'm looking at the record right now, man, that my brother got to me. I want to say he got me the record back in, like, 86, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all brothers was Miami Hurricane out. My brother Marquis had his pants to his motherfucking ankles, clowning on the motherfucking.
Yeah, he was the first one sagging.
You know what I mean? So that shit right there was just crazy. Like, y'all brothers, like, goddamn, left a mark in music, hip-hop history in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like they was trying to censor y'all, man. But it's like freedom of speech. You know what I mean? You can speak what the fuck you want to speak. You know what I mean? And y'all brothers did what the fuck y'all wanted to do. Y'all put Miami on the motherfucking map, and y'all showed us that we can goddamn be who we want to be and say what the fuck we want to say, man. Fuck FCC. Fuck censorship.
You know what I mean? And that's
right.
That
and we were
lot.
The first to have the parental advisory sticker on the albums and everything. You know, so
absolutely, absolutely,
it's,
man.
It's a big thing because if we didn't stand up for that fight, I think everything today would have been clean music.
That's right. That's right. So are you still living in Miami? Have you since relocated? Or I mean,
I'm still in the Miami area.
Okay. Okay. So y'all, you say y'all brothers is touring. Like, man, what's your favorite spot to tour, man?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Because every city provides its own entertainment.
That's right. That's right, man. Definitely. So, who produced this this new joint that you got? You know, that we have right now in front of us.
Well, the Take It Off is produced by Pretty Tony. A lot of them might know him from back in the days. He produced, like, Debbie Deb and so forth. You know, and then we brought in some young cats to help us stay focused and stay relevant, you know, so.
Most def, man. So coming up, man, you know, with the 2 Live Crew, I mean, who inspired Fresh Kid Ice, you know, to get on that mic and get in the studio and get on that stage and speak to the people, man?
Man, it's just, you know, coming from the Caribbean. I was born in Trinidad, then, you know, went to high school and everything in Brooklyn. So, you know, I was there when everything was, you know, coming around and stuff, you know. So I listened to a lot of the early stuff like the Spoonie G's and all that stuff that was going on back then, you know. So, and I, you know, it kind of inspired me in ways, you know, and so forth, because it was something different. And, you know, I was like the rebellious type, so I like to get into different things. So I just, you know, kind of studied it. And, you know, I know my strong points and where my weaknesses are, and I just stay to my strong points.
Most def. I mean, are you mentoring any artists, you know, underneath you? Do you have a label situation going on?
The 2 Live Crew, the new project is coming out on Lil Joe Records and New Focus Records. New Focus is our label, Marquise and myself label, and it's a joint venture with Lil Joe Records, you know, so it's a good situation for us at this time and so forth. Plus, with the young artists, we do open mic Mondays at the Pipeline in Miami. This has been going on for the last 12 years. You know, I do it with some friends of mine, you know.
Okay.
So we do that every Monday night where we have a lot of acts come through there, you know, let them perform, so forth, and then, you know, let them ask questions, and we tell them where we can help them, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and so forth. A lot of groups came through there that made it. Groups like Rick Ross, Flo Rida, Pitbull came through the Pipeline.
Wow. I mean, so y'all had a hand in those individuals getting on, or you were just a conduit to get them to where they needed to get to? Did you guys actually mentor them and lead them in the right direction?
Well, some of them, you know, they asked a lot of questions and stuff like that, and then others, you know, it gave them a stage to perform, you know, come perform, be seen, get heard. And, you know, we kind of hook them up with a lot of the local DJs and stuff, the underground and stuff like that, the strip club DJs, and so they can deliver their CDs to them and so forth, you know. And we tell them, support our music, you know.
That's what's up, man. That's big, man. You know, because the Miami scene, man, y'all always been goddamn popping. You know what I'm saying? And it's always been something interesting to me to get out there to Miami, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like what you see on TV ain't always what you see when you get out there. But the way you brothers, you know, put Miami on the map, same as NWA put Compton on the map, it was like, I got to go check what these brothers is doing. I got to go check the city and see what the fuck is going on, you know what I mean? Because I'm a California resident, man, born and raised, you know, so I've always wanted to go to Miami and check y'all brothers out, man. It's just, it's so many beautiful women out there. You know what I'm saying? To where,
yeah, because it's a melting pot. You know, we have a lot of people from a lot of different cultures, so that's where the music kind of blends together. You know what I'm saying? And it creates a nice environment for music.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. I got the CEO in the building, man. A Die For Radio, Mr. Dialansky, man. You got any questions for Mr. Fresh Kid Ice while I got you on the line, big bro?
I sure do. First off, absolute pleasure having you on Die For Radio. Big shout out to my man Todd Davis because I jumped at the opportunity. So, you know, salute to you and what you've done for music first and foremost.
Thank you.
Thank you. But I do got a question. I got to touch on the parental advisory. I mean, because it was so new like that, you know, that, again, the first ones doing it, you know, how did y'all feel? Because at one point, you know, the girls love the bad boys, the dudes want to be like the bad boys, so it kind of brands you and sticks you out there. But at the other point, you know, it's like you do have people, you know, that used to burn tapes and smash CDs and do all that stuff. So when it came to that you had to do that, how did you really feel about it?
Well, basically, you know, we felt, you know, our music at that time was made for 18 and over, you know, adults and so forth. But since the kids were getting their hands on it anyhow, you know,
yeah.
We decided to do the two versions, you know. So we made a clean version to go along with the dirty version. So it'll be accessible to the younger ones, but, you know, in some ways it made no difference because they still got the dirty versions anyhow, so.
Yeah, and actually that's kind of what I want to hear because there's nothing like, you know, someone doing it, creating a movement, and then get held back by like, stipulations, if you will. So that's good that
right.
You just and you know, made it through it. But, again, we salute you. You know, actually I do got another question. As far as we kind of touched on, you guys got the open mic. Do you guys have anything as far as artist development going for some of these younger kids? Because, you know, the technology is so accessible to just drop songs in a studio in your house and then put on iTunes yourself, and you can bypass a major, if you will.
No, well, a lot of them, they keep coming back every Monday night. So, you know.
That's dope.
Once we do that, you know, and they keep coming back, you know, they can ask questions. If they need a program or something or whatever, you know, if I got the program, I give it to them. Say, yo, upload this into your computer and so forth. Use this. Do that. If you need a studio, they go a studio number where the guy is reasonable, you know. If not, just call me back, and I'll find you somebody else, you know. If they need a producer or something, we give them numbers to different people who's cheap and so forth, you know, that they can work with.
That's
we try to give them everything that they need, you know, to learn.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, we salute y'all. Excited about the single, man. I definitely exactly what we wanted from y'all, so just, you know, keep it up. And obviously here on Die For Radio, we're always going to hold you down. So, you know, keep in touch with us. We'll keep in touch with you and, you know, support whatever you guys got going. That's no problem.
For sure. The single is the first thing, and then the album will be coming later this year, so.
Perfect. Salute to you, homie. Really, really appreciate you taking your time.
Thanks a lot, man.
Definitely. Yo, Derek, if you can get that queued up, if I want to get into that, I want to let the people hear that and get my man back on the line because I got a couple callers right now that I know got a couple more questions for the legendary Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I mean? A busy man. And, you know, we're going to let him enjoy his night, man.
Now, the only other thing I got after this is to go to this Dennis Rodman birthday party, so.
No, that's going to be popping. Dennis Rodman out there? Oh, my God. It's going down.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a hell of a night.
Wow. So I got a question before I get into these callers right now. How did you hook up with, man, Luke Skywalker, man? How did that come about, man?
Well, when we made our first couple of records in California, we were stationed out in March Air Force Base in Riverside, right?
Okay.
And we hooked up with Luke because our first single was hot down in Miami. And he called us up. He was a DJ at that time. And he was also a promoter that used to do teen events. So he called us up and booked us for shows and so forth. And, you know, we kept going back and forth so many times with him. You know, he became kind of close to us at that time, you know.
Okay.
And then later on when we got out of the military, he became like our manager. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's dope. That's dope, man.
And
I can relate to that.
Then later on, you know, we launched Luke Skywalker Records when they had the record Throw the D, you know? So because
so
on the way
what
back...
what branch were you in?
Huh?
What branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Air Force.
Oh, wow. I was in the Navy, man. Simplified, man.
So it's all good.
That's what's up, man. Definitely, definitely. So that's... that's crazy, man, you know, because being in the Navy, you know, I was able to, I was fortunate enough, I should say, you know, to be on the, you know, the Japan, the Thailand, the Singapore, the Guam, you know, the Far East Asia thing, you know what I mean? It's a trip. When I seen you, before you told me you was from Trinidad, you know, I always thought you might have had some Asian in you, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, well, I'm half black, half Chinese.
Oh, okay. I knew. I'm like, wait a minute, Trinidadian, you know, that's what's up, man. Most deaf, most deaf. So,
you know.
Yeah, man, it's, the history is strong with y'all brothers, man, and we respect and salute what y'all have done, and we embrace everything that, you know, those that came before us have done, because without y'all brothers, man, it's no Die For Radio, it's no Sneak Rothstein, it's no Dyer Lansky. It's no Dronians, man. And y'all brothers are continuously giving back by having workshops and, you know, leading brothers in the right direction. So that says a lot about y'all character.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, what we going to do? Just keep it to ourselves? It's an art form that we have to, you know, teach the young ones by our mistakes, you know, because we don't want them to make the same mistakes we made, you know. Because at times, you know, we all lost something in the game, you know, to a bad deal or this or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So you make sure that the young ones don't make the same mistakes, and so we could create more millionaires and they can create more jobs and so forth, you know?
There it is, man. Create more millionaires. Share the wealth. See, a lot of these motherfuckers, man, we can say that because, you know, this is unadulterated, man. Unscripted radio, we can say what the fuck we want to do. A lot of people, you know, hold the connections to themselves and are selfish. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being selfless, they selfish.
Right.
And
yeah, because
that says,
you know,
a lot about them.
If you have the connection to a label or something, you hear somebody who belong on a certain label, if you got the right place to put them, put the artist, man. Let him get out there and get his grind on. You know, so later on, in case anything happened, you know, you just got to keep passing it on, man. That's the only way to do it.
Exactly. I mean, so who can you say that you directly had a hand in putting out from Miami?
Well, Flo Rida used to be my hype man.
Wow.
So I used to take him out there and so forth, and when he was out there doing different things and so forth. You know, I watched his career come up from the ground up, you know, because I liked his hustle, you know, and the group of guys that he was with, you know.
That's dope.
You know, and,
that's dope.
And I tell him, anytime you need some advice or whatever you need, just call me if you need me and so forth. You know, a lot of them, I do that too, you know.
Man, that's huge. That's huge right there, because Flo Rida is like, God damn, like, that's the man out there, man. You know what I mean? Miami is so rich with, you know, artists. It's ridiculous, man. But all those artists.
But it's not just Miami. It's everywhere. It's just that some of these
everywhere.
Cats don't have the opportunity and the same connects, you know, to get where they need to be. So if you see them and you come across them and you could try and help them out, you're supposed to help them out.
Definitely. So do you see yourself putting on that executive hat, you know, in the coming months or the future, you know what I mean, sitting behind
well,
the scenes?
Well, I've been doing it. I've been playing with a lot of artists and stuff, you know, a lot of the local stuff. I try to put them out there, but some of them, you know, they're so hard-headed, they want to do certain things where they mess it up before, you know. Thing, but yes, you know, sir. you find maybe out of 20 or 30, you might find one good one that's worth it, you know. So
right,
because everybody feel like they know everything, you know. So
yeah,
all you can do is help them and try to help them.
That's it, man. And it's always good to take advice. You know what I'm saying? You're never too good for advice from someone that's been where you're trying to go. Do you know what I mean? So it's like they speak.
Yeah, because I'm still learning today, and I learn from the young artists. You know, when I go listen to them rap and so forth and so on, I pick up little things, what they're saying, slang stuff and this and that and the different flows and stuff, and, you know, that's how I adjust my styles.
Definitely, definitely, man. I mean, so can you share with the people, you know, I know you have many of them, what would be your most memorable moment being part of the legendary 2 Live crew, being on tour, leaving the impact that you've left, and just, you know, being who you are, man? Can you share with the people, you know what I mean, some of those experiences?
Out of this whole thing is to see some of these young cats come up. I like the Trick Daddies, the Trinas, the Rick Rosses, the Pit Bulls and stuff like that. You know, a lot of these young artists, because, you know, they're a part of us, you know what I'm saying? A part of part of the groundwork that we've laid, you know? And to see that they succeed, that's the best thing, man.
Absolutely. Seeing the fruits of the labor, you know what I mean? Seeing the
exactly
the results of what, you know, you guys laid down, man. You know, that says a lot. Because like I said, coming from California, you know, all I listen to is K-Day, you know, and we
right,
never,
I remember
we
that back in the day.
You know what I'm saying? So we didn't see the artist's faces. We heard the music, and it's like, damn, Curtis Blow is dope. Damn, Mixmaster Spade is dope. Damn, 2 Live Crew is dope. And then we go to the record store, and we start digging for records, cassette tapes, and it's like, oh, okay, and this is what these brothers look like. So we put the face with the music. You see what I'm
right.
saying? It's like, okay. You know, so that's the era we come from here, you know, at Die For Radio, man. We real cats over here, man.
Right.
I'm born
reminds me of some of the conversations I had within the last month or two with, like, Egyptian Lover and Afrika Bambaataa, you know?
Wow.
I was like, you know, we were listening to y'all and then this and this and that, you know? I'm like, okay.
Absolutely.
So it's all good.
Absolutely. Man, yo, Dyer, can we get into that new joint from Fresh Kid Ice while we got him on the line before he get up out of here and get to that Dennis Rodman party that I need to be a part of? Let's get into that, man.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it right now. Die For Radio exclusive. 2 Live Crew, take it off. Let's go.
Yeah.
Turn up!
This new shit, y'all. Them broke niggas, them niggas show no love. We got them bomb off and fireworks.
bust it open, make it work. Niggas talking that garbage, but don't get your feelings hurt. My team get that money, we count up them hunters. We been about that life. Niggas out here hustling, got bitches on the pole, cause that's how we roll. So gon' pop that pussy, cause we like them with no clothes.
Legends in the building. We got icons in the building. Better check our resume. Better do the knowledge, man. Make sure y'all check out that Do the Knowledge compilation, too. That's coming real soon, and that's going to have all your favorites, all your icons, man, all your legendary MCs and FemCs. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with FemCs, too. So that's coming, man. But that last joint you heard, man, world premiere. For my Two Live Crew fam, Fresh Kid Ice, man. Talk to the people about that. That was heat. It's like, y'all, you ain't never left. You still goddamn got it. It ain't went nowhere.
Well, we're trying to show that, you know, us old men can still keep up with the young folk.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We still trying to do our Two Live Crew thing since nobody else can really take our lane, you know? So it's
most
all good.
Death, most good. We appreciate that. Before you get up out of here, big bro, please give me a Die For Radio drop, and we're going to let you get out of here and enjoy your night. And I see my man Egyptian Lover is in the building right now. See, you spoke him up, you know what I mean? So he's in the building.
Okay,
so
Egypt,
you can do that
too.
For me. Yeah, he's in the building right now, but I need you to do that drop for me, and I'm going to get him on the line here in like 2 seconds.
Okay, what you want now?
A Die For Radio, you know what I mean? And you can shout out whatever else you need to shout out that's pertinent to your movement.
Okay, for sure. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Yo, 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 this is Fresh Kid Ice of the Two Live Crew. Y'all taking it off on to Die For Radio. You know what I'm saying? Keep it locked.
That's right, man. Thank you for coming through. And, man, this ain't going to be the last time we speak. And we definitely want to see some pictures of that Dennis Rodman motherfucking party, because I know that shit.
Okay,
be
well, they can follow us on Instagram at the official Two Live Crew.
There it is. I'm about to add you right now, because I definitely want to see that shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I know it's going damn.
Tell Egypt,
yeah.
I've been trying to call him because he's supposed to get that remix done for me.
Egypt, you hear him?
Yeah.
Hey, we've been calling you, but out the country,
right?
Man.
Oh, yeah, I'm always out the country.
I'm like, damn. Okay, so just hit me up, Egypt, and then I get those things to you on Monday.
All right, cool.
All right, bet.
Most Dev. Thanks, kid.
All right, ciao.
Dev. Mr. Lover, man, how you feeling, brother? How your night going tonight?
I'm doing real good, man.
That's what's up, man. Pleasure to have you in the building. You know what I'm saying? This is long time coming, and it means a lot to have an individual, you know what I mean, on your status, you know what I mean, in the premises of Die 4 Radio. Being able to talk to you and have dialogue with you means a lot, man. Talk to the people, man. You got the floor, fam.
Oh, man, it's all good. This year is my 30th anniversary. Been doing this for 30 years, so I'm celebrating with an anthology album coming out on Stone's Throw Radio. And I'm also doing a new album called 1984 on my own label with Egyptian Empire Records coming out this year.
Definitely, definitely. We look forward to that. You know, tell the people, man, how you got started, who you are, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, been living under a rock or don't have the knowledge that we have. So it's our job to bridge the gap and inform them as to who we have on this show and who the pertinent people are in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So if you
right.
can give the people a little bit of who you are, you know what I'm saying, so they can understand the monumental effect of having Egyptian Lover on Die 4 Radio.
All right. Well, I started out way back in the early 80s with a group called Uncle Jam's Army, who was the biggest dance promoter in all of Los Angeles, California. So I started out DJing with them, and we became so popular, we did dances at the L.A. Sports Arena with 10,000 people, and I was the headlining DJ. So you can imagine
wow.
3D rocking 10,000 party people at the L.A. Sports Arena. So that's
crazy.
So big. I brought my 808 drum machine to one of the dancers at the sports arena, and we played it, and everybody was freaking out, saying, man, that's the baddest beat I've ever heard. What record is that? What record are you playing? I want to buy that right now. And I was like, it's not a record. It's a drum machine. So I looked at my boy, and I was like, we got to make a record. So we went to the studio that summer, and we recorded it on Dollar Freaking Yes, Yes, Yes under Uncle Jam's Army. And I just love being in the studio, so I went back like 2 weeks later, and I recorded Egypt, Egypt. And, man, when that record came out, it just had legs and walked on its own, ran on its own, and became a hit all over America. And I've been just keep on doing it ever since then. Started my own record label and just kept doing it ever since then. Been on tour since 1983, 84, and haven't stopped yet.
Wait. So you've been on tour since the 80s? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, I've been on tour since 83,
oh,
84.
Oh, my. That's crazy. That's longevity, people. For those listening right now on the air, man, this man right here been on tour since the 80s. That's shit Grover Washington would do. That shit motherfucking Miles Davis would do. You know, rest in peace to those individuals. Yep. That says a lot about, you know, your craft and your creativity, you as a person, man. Like, people would die to be on tour that long, man. So, I mean, you've touched everywhere from Europe to Asia to... Of course, the Middle East and, right, all those places, man,
yep.
Just touching people.
I just
wow,
came back
man.
Hitting everywhere. I mean, even U.S. I mean, I've been in all states in the U.S. and just keep on doing my thing. I do big shows, small shows, festivals. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm doing everything. Just came back from the Moon
wow.
Festival with Kraftwerk, MIA, Giorgio Moroder, and Chic. And that was a great festival. I mean, all kind of people were there, and it was really good to perform there.
So how did Egyptian Lover start? You know what I mean? How did he get to this point that he is now with the music?
Well, it started out as a DJ. I mean, I love the music. So I started out making pause button mixtapes, and I put my own raps on the cassette tapes and sold them at my high school back in 79 and 80. And
okay.
I became real popular selling these mixtapes. And then I joined Uncle Jam's Army, and my DJ skills from doing the mixtapes, I've transferred over to the turntables. And my DJ skills were just, like, unmatched for anybody at that time. So everybody came to see me DJ, and a lot of people wanted to be a DJ because they saw me DJ. And so it was just growing and growing and growing until we did that sports arena dance with 10,000 people. We did three of them. I mean, every radio station, record labels, everybody was just hollering at us, trying to get us, you know, do something with them. So we said we might as well do it on our own because we got all the people wanting to buy the stuff. So we did it on our own. We sold the records on our own. I started my own record label, started my own distribution company. Why would I need a middleman if it was in, you know, demand to have it? So I just started everything on my own.
Right.
Everything on my own. And we sold a lot of records. And I've been doing, you know, like that ever since. So I started out just being a high school DJ, and my talent just grew and grew. As my talent grew, I just became the artist that I am today.
Dope, man. So how did the NWA affiliation start? How did that come about?
Well, that came out after me. They started, a bunch of guys got together, like Dr. Dre from Wrecking Crew, Arabia Prince was in there, and a lot of guys. It was mainly a lot of guys from the Wrecking Crew, like Yellow, Clientele. I mean, all those guys came from the Wrecking Crew. and they got away from Alonzo because I guess he wasn't paying them no money. So they wanted to do their own thing. So they got with E.T., the Arabian Prince, and then they started their own thing. And I think Arabian Prince was like maybe the head guy there at the time because he was the only one that made a record that did anything before. So they made Panic Zone, and it really sounded like an Arabian Prince song. And so everybody was on that in L.A. And then it kind of went on, grew from there. And then they shortened up the group a little bit. And then it became the N.W.A. that everybody knows today.
That's dope, man. So as far as, like, tech, how do you feel about technology now? Because I know, you know, back in the days, you know what I'm saying, the 808 drum machines, man, the analog and the DAC tapes and all that. Do you feel technology is more conducive to the artist now, or do you like the old school technology?
I definitely like the old school technology. So the new album I'm doing right now called 1984, I'm recording it in the old professional studios that I used back in the day, and we're recording it with all the old analog gear, the 808, the Jupiter 8, the original vocoder and all that kind of stuff. And I'm bringing it back, the quality sound that was missing in today's music. I'm bringing it back for this new album. It's going to cost a lot of money to make this album, but I'm not doing it for the money. I'm doing it for the love of the music.
Wow, that says a lot what you just shared right now. You know what I mean? And man, that's the reason why we have iconic individuals such as yourself on this show to show people, man, that it's not about the money. You know what I'm saying? If you got love for the music, you know what I'm saying, you're going to do that shit regardless. And
exactly.
That shows,
I mean,
because
30 years. Because I'm doing it.
30
and I'm
years, man.
And
come
I'm doing
on,
it. I love what I'm doing, so it's not really a job. I'm just having fun doing what I'm doing. I'm getting paid for doing what I'm doing, but that's not the point. The point is getting out there, showing the world your talent, how you can entertain the clubs and the festivals and the concerts, and just have fun doing it.
Wow, man. Can I carry some of your baggage, man, through LAX? You know what I mean? Can I help you with you know, some of your transition, you know what I mean, to these other countries? That's what's up, man. That's huge right there. Yo, Lansky, I see you in the building, man. We in the presence of greatness right now. I'm feeling real good right now having an individual that I came up on as a little 12, 13-year-old snotty-nosed punk listening to this hip-hop shit, man. Damn, bro. This is crazy right now.
Gypsy Lover, what's up, man? It's Di Lansky, CEO of Di 4 Radio. A real pleasure having you on the airways, first and foremost, my friend.
Oh, thanks, man.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I do got a question. I got to chime in what you're saying about this new album. I'm been producing music and worked a lot of studios a lot of my life, you know, even with the technology back then. And I say a line, but, you know, and only to move forward, we got to take it back a little bit.
Yeah,
you got to
know what's going on to do it.
Yeah, but I got to ask, too, with the digital era, as far as you've always been, you know, like you said, you started your own label back then. You've done this, you've done that. You even had Rodney on Joe Cooley,
right?
As well through the label and just everything you've always done yourself. How do you feel about actually putting out the music nowadays, as far as technology? And I agree everything with the analog sense of it and everything, but you know, I'm sure that's made your job a lot easier, but at the same time, now there's a million people out there because they can do the same thing with not a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. It won't sound the same. It definitely won't sound the same. If you record everything at home on your laptop and using all the home systems to record and do the home mastering and all that, it's going to sound like that. And I know the difference because I'm old school and I can hear the difference. I record in the professional studio to get the big sound, not just the laptop sound and the Beats headphone sound, but the true studio quality sound. And then I'm taking that sound to the mastering studio and getting it mastered. So now every single place you play this track, it's going to sound good, whether it's in your car, in the club, in your headphones, in your phone, anywhere. So when you get a professionally mastered job done, it's going to sound good no matter wherever you go. Now, understand that the new cats may not have that money to go to a professional mastering plant to get it mastered or to a professional studio to record your tracks. And I'm all with it. Whatever way you can go and record your songs, go ahead and do it that way.
Yeah, I get you. It's just, it's almost, you know, there's like we always say, there's pros and cons to every situation. But what we bring up a lot here on the radio is just the, which you know all about, the artist development stage of it. And I think that's what needs to be kind of reinterpreted, because you can bypass all the labels. I can, you know, I could drop a single right now and put it on iTunes and promote it to a million people. I don't even have to leave my bedroom.
Exactly. But how will it sound?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. Now, with the, okay, to get a little on the technical side, though, you know, I don't have I take my music and I do go get a master and everything, but I do have a home studio, and I even buy, like, mastering plugins that are like valve emulators and everything like that. Do you think they'll ever be the way technology is, kind of a true sounding digital analog? And you work equipment since again, but you think we'll ever really be able to bypass hardware to get that sound?
No, the simplest way I can put it is you can buy Need for Speed video game for your Xbox, your PlayStation 4, and even on your desktop computer. Or you can buy a real Ferrari and drive it down the street. Yeah, you get on the game and you can do all kind of turns, left and right, brake, fast, speed, pass cars, and all that kind of stuff on your computer. But on the street, it's the real thing. And that's the difference.
That's true.
Yep. That's dope. That's dope. Well, we appreciate your time. I honestly, man, we need to get into that that Egypt. The you know.
Let's get into it all.
I know we got some callers,
yeah,
but I'm gonna drop this. We're gonna, man, just a privilege having you on the lines, but we gotta play this right now. Classic right here, Die For Radio. Let's go.
Yeah.
Radio. Nick Rothstein, I'm in the building, man. You know what it is. Talk to me. You already know, man. 646-249-45, man. 646-249-45. Shout out to Pharaoh Mosh for coming through, man. You already know who that is. If you don't know, man, slap yourself, man. Organized Confusion, man. Queen's Own. Come through. He came through, blessed us here on these Die For Radio premises, man. You already know I'm Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world-famous Drodians, man. Drodians.com. You know what I mean? Check me out. You already know, man. Egyptian Lover live in the building right now. Big, big salute to him for coming through and showing us that love, man. It means a lot. Fresh Kid Ice for the world-famous 2 Live crew coming through, showing us love and blessing us, man. It means a lot, man. You know, that's what we do over here, man. We bridge the gap. We bring y'all them legends. We bring y'all them icons. You know what I'm saying? We bring y'all them individuals that you grew up on, you know. And that joint right there, man, that's taking me back, big bro. You know what I'm saying? When I was a youngster, you know, and, you know, I was listening to K-Day and, you know, Bobby Jimmy and the Critters, you know. Come on, man.
That song that came out 30 years ago this month.
Wow, you know, that's that longevity. See, you know, we got to talk on the back line, man, because I'm, you know, I do my thing on this hip hop, man. You know, folks might know a little bit about me. You know what I'm saying? And it's good that they know a little bit about me, but it's good to be able to have dialogue with icons and legends such as yourself, because the history that you have, the knowledge that you have, is invaluable. You know what I'm saying? I can't pay you enough for the knowledge and the guidance that you can give me. So it's always good to be able to talk to somebody such as yourself. I know you're hard to contact. Fresh Kid Icy just told y'all. Man, I've been trying to get at you, man, for the longest. So that says a lot because you're a busy man. You know what I mean? You're working, bro. You're touring. You know, you're keeping your money flowing, and you're still grinding. And of course, we can't wait for any new projects that you have dropping, because we're going to get that to the people. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, we're going to get that to the people. And shout out to Chuck D. Shout out to Raz Kaz. Shout out to everybody that's come through these premises, man. CL Smooth. I mean, Dyer. We can name them forever. You know what I'm saying? People that's come through the Die For Radio premises and showed us love and understand what we're trying to do here. You know, it's not about trying to use nobody's name and likeness. We just want to have genuine dialogue and speak to individuals that we came up on and that we supported and that we love, man. And like I said, we can't wait for your projects to drop and, you know, present that to the people, because this is the number one blog talk radio station out. If anybody tell you it's not, they lying. You know what I mean? You can do your research. You can do your history. And we're going to show you. The numbers don't lie, man. You know, the listeners don't lie, man. Everybody tuning in, I see all my numbers, man. My 714s, my 724s, my 954s, man. My 717s, my 619s, my 562s, my 310s, my 213s. You know what I'm saying? I see y'all, man. My 606s. So many goddamn numbers on the screen, man. My head is hurting right now. But y'all know what it is. We got the legendary Egyptian Lover in the building right now, giving y'all a couple minutes of his time. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to speak to him, please press 1 to talk. If not, it's cool. Press 2 to listen. And enjoy the show. Before we get you out of here, big bro, we definitely got to have a drop from you. And on that drop, if you could please shout out Die For Radio and that drop, we'd appreciate that. We're going to chop that up and use that as sound bites, you know, for future shows. And we this is not going to be the last time we talk to you. It's not. This is not going to be the last time we talk to you, because you're so influential, man, and inspirational in the lives of us as artists, producers, and individuals. You know what I mean? So if you could do that for us, we'd appreciate that. So whenever you're ready.
Cool.
Yo, this is the Egyptian Level on Die Full Radio, baby, 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 baby.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Most Def. If you got any shout-outs, you know what I mean, to any folks out there that need that shout-out, you can do that right now. If you got to go, we understand. But like I said, man, I got your number right here. I'm not going to bug you. But, you know what I mean, of course, I'm going to keep in contact with you as well as my staff, you know what I mean? And,
I'm ready to come out. I'll shoot you the new stuff. So you can, and maybe
man, please.
Your show.
Please do. Please do, man. And whatever you shoot, we rocking that shit, man. Like I said, if
that's
I got
right.
a hold
like
of your luggage,
live,
man.
Bro. I like that new one they got out. That was good. I'm going to do a remix live, crew, so there's going to be some hot stuff coming out pretty soon.
Yes, indeed, man. Thank you for your time. And please, let's have a part two. You know what I'm saying? When any projects come out, and we look forward to that.
For sure. Y'all keep it doing it, man.
You too, man. Much love to you, big brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peace.
I got that beat in my cheek, and I'm banging down the street. You hear me?
You hear me?
You hear me? And when I'm bopping in the club, all the hoes show me love. You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm on the block talking loud in the middle of the crowd.
What
you
mean?
You hear me?
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 Too near and not to hear me, all you bitch niggas fear me. Line me up and trim me, but you still can't kill me. I'm flipping a script, breaking a bitch on my dick, then a dip. Take a sip of the hit, drunk as fuck, then a flip. I'm ballin'. 20 bones keep crawling, these hoes keep calling. Why these niggas keep falling? I'm a boss. Man, they watch my swag. They say, how you do it, do I say, watch my dad. Nigga cheese on the block when I squeeze on the clock. If she shoot another shot, then the panties gon' drop. You can ask Ricky Mac, or ask Uncle Doobie. Go to the club, nigga, ask that groupie. No, ask that hoochie, she tell you who groupie. Bitches wanna do me, they see me in the movies. I'm boppin', bop. Man, we never go stop. Man, always go pop. Man, we never go flop.
You hear me? In my cheek, and I'm banging down the street. You hear me?
You hear me?
You hear me? And when I'm bopping in the club, all the hoes show me love. You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm on the block talking loud in the middle of the crowd. You hear me?
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 Listen up.
Buka Paul Boo Hemp, they call me Bugatti. Step into the party, slap the shit out of somebody. Pay me,
pay me,
pay me, no, never mind. Knocking rich white bitches, staying on my federal line. All we do is boss up, all we do is boss out. When we in the club, bitch niggas getting tossed out. Cops against that wood, pimps from the hood. Players to what we want, y'all march to what you could. I'm a ball, ball. Nigga far from a faker. Make niggas lose they magic, just like the Lakers. Got racks on racks on racks, wrapped up in the bag. Now we sipping gas, man, we finna make it crack.
I got that beat in my Jeep, and I'm banging down the street. You hear me?
You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm finna
and when I'm bopping in the club, all the hoes show me love. You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm on the block talking loud in the middle of the crowd. You hear me?
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 Listen up, listen up.
Listen up, listen up.
Listen up,
listen up. Listen up, listen up.
Listen up.
I got that beat in my cheek, and I'm banging down the street. You hear me?
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 And when I'm bopping in the club, all the hoes show me love.
You hear me?
You hear me?
You hear me?
I'm on the block talking loud in the middle of the crowd.
You hear me?
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 Sneak Rothstein live in the building, man. SEEKROTHSTEIN. No relation to Sam Rothstein, man. Sneak Rothstein live in the building. No relation to Sam Rothstein from the movie Casino, man. But, you know, we share the same endeavors. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Sam Rothstein, man. You already know. If you've seen the movie Casino, you know what it is.
On deck, Bob and Feedback, moving on deck. What's good? Chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
785-408, I see you.
Hey, yo, check it out, yo. This is Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns, nigga, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Die Lance. Dig, Die For Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Die For Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Right. Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die For Radio.
Hey, yo, this is Ruskin Jerks. You already know what crime it is. Die For Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O, Skyzoo, live on the Burrow. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die For Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Defara, West Coast Kings. Liquid aficionado, you know what I mean? West up always, West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall on Die For Radio. This is what it is.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in to the number one blog talk radio station on the motherfucking planet, man. In this motherfucking atmosphere, Die For Radio. This is the Dronian Show. And I'm your host, Sneak Rothstein. I rock out every Saturday night from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. That's Eastern time. Of course, you got to deduct 3 hours for Western time. So 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, you minus 3 hours for West Coast time. But we rocking out, man. Shout out to Pharaoh Monch for coming through. You know what I mean? Showing that love, dropping that wisdom, giving us some of his time. Fresh Kid Ice from goddamn the legendary 2 Live Crew, man. What you know about that? Who's doing that? Like, tell me what station is doing what we doing, and I want to listen. I want to tune in and hear what they doing, because I can't think of no station that's doing what we doing over here at Die For Radio. If they are, like I said, I'm not going to hate. I'm not no hater. I'm a congratulator. I'm going to listen to your show and see if you're doing it like we doing it, because at the end of the day, Hype Magazine is the shit. The Hype Magazine is the shit. That's the number one publicated magazine out, thehypemagazine.com, man. They everywhere. You know what I mean? I mean, Source Magazine, XL, XXL, they out there. But Hype Magazine has superseded those motherfuckers, man, by long stride. Big shout-out to Egyptian Lover for calling in, too, man. You know what I'm saying? Do your knowledge on him. And check out what he's doing. You know, that's huge for him to call and give us some of his time. You heard what he said. The man is all over the place touring still. How you touring still from the 80s? Like, that's that Berry Gordy money. That's that Motown money right there. Like, you touring from the 80s? Like, whatever, man. I ain't going to even get into it. It is what it is. 785, I'm going to get you on the line right now. I see you. 785-408. What's happening? You on Die For Radio with Sneak Rothstein, Drodian Show. What's going on?
Going on, Sneak Rothstein? Yo, man, this is Jerry, editor-in-chief of the Hype Magazine, man, checking in with
you. Oh, wow. Mr. Dobie. Your name is Mr. Dobie. That's what I call you. Your name ain't Jerry. You're Mr. Dobie. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm beautiful. Good to have you in the building. Good to speak to you. Man, I'm sorry for having you on hold so long. That's my bad, man. Let me slap myself. I'm sorry about that.
No, bro, this is your show. I'm just, I'm just coming in to support. I'm enjoying the show, you know what I mean? I'm loving it. I'm trying, you know, Die For Radio, definitely. I'm clicking on both cylinders, looks like, you know, Wednesdays and Saturdays, you know. And, of course, the Hype Magazine is proud and humbled and honored, you know what I mean, to be associated with the Die For Radio, the Drodian Show, you know what I mean, all of that. I think you guys are doing a great job, and I'm really proud that we're associated, man.
Thank you. I mean, through you guys, you individuals, your goddamn body of work is crazy, and the movement you guys have, it's the reason why this is brought to the people. You know what I mean? Because it's in conjunction with the Hype Magazine. It's Die For Radio in conjunction with the Hype Magazine. You guys are a big sponsor, a big supporter of what we're doing. So it means a lot to have the support of the individuals who keep Hype Magazine the number one magazine, you know what I'm saying, in the world, along with number one blog talk radio station. So that says a lot to have you supporting us and calling in. Thank you.
Oh, no, man. You know, excellence looks for excellence. And so,
wow. Yes.
You know, with an opportunity to, there are a lot of blog talk shows out there. There are a lot of radio shows that we could, you know, be dealing with. However, you know, Dyer Lansky, Todd Davis, you, Sneak Rothstein, you know what I mean? You guys are paying homage to hip hop, you know what I mean, on a real level. You know, Cocaine, you know, one of the most featured West Coast artists outside of Nate Dogg ever. But you can tell Cocaine's voice the same way you can tell Nate Dogg, rest in peace. And Nate Dogg's
rest in peace.
Friend of
yep.
mine. You know, Egyptian Lovers, come on, man. You got to remember, where did he come out of? World Class Wrecking Crew with Lonzo Williams. You were talking about K-Day, you know, 1580
yep.
K-Day, Greg Mac Attack Matt, you know what I mean, the Mixmaster shows. These cats, you know, folks don't know anything about that. And it's really refreshing to see the celebration that you guys at Die For Radio through the various shows are showing of our history for hip-hop, especially West Coast hip-hop. You know what I mean? Shout out for the Magnificent Hundreds, West Side, you know what I mean, South Central. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, these are the kind of cats at this age, you know, who are showing the youngsters that there is a way to have longevity, there is a way to produce good music and have fans that are global, and they turn their grandchildren even on to you. So,
wow.
It's pretty awesome. So I just want to say thank you, man. I've been doing a great job.
Man, can you give the people a little insight as to who you are and what you've done? Because, you know, a lot of people have probably been living under a rock and don't have the knowledge as to who we have on the line right now. So I want you know, because a lot of people might listen back to the archive. I got a lot of people on the line right now. They scared to press one, but they still need to know who you are. So if you could do that for the people, that's much appreciated.
Oh, sure. No problem. Thank you. I'm honored that you would ask. I'm Jerry Dobie. I'm the editor-in-chief of Hype Magazine. Our CEO is Jamila Wilkerson. She founded Hype Magazine in 2002. It's based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. We have been the number one digital magazine in the world for 11 years straight. That's verifiable, certified, you know what I mean? Can't hide it. And we expanded to newsstands in 2013. Our claim to fame is that we have reached out and provide, you know, a platform for the new artist breaking. I mean, we did the first cover for Soulja Boy, his first national cover. Tech N9ne's first national cover was on the Hype Magazine. Who else? We got Snow the Product. We busted Snow the Product out on the cover of Hype Magazine.
Okay.
Long before she signed. Ty Dolla $ign. Caskey from, you know, NGK. Machine Gun Kelly, you know, his first national. Tito Lopez, a lot of the cats that are growing to be legends, that hope to be legends, have come through the hallowed halls of the Hype Magazine, embraced the covers. I mean, we've done them 50 Cent, Rick Ross, the whole nine yards. So that's who we are. We are the voice of the people. We're the kind of people like you. We don't cover you. If we don't talk to you, we don't cover you. So we're here to tell the story. Bottom line is there's no editorial nonsense coming from the Hype magazine for the most part.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Everything that we do is an interview based. We look for, you know, the new cats. We celebrate those that celebrate the five pillars of hip hop, you know what I mean? So we cover Graph, we cover, you know, the B-boys, the B-girls, the break-in, everything if it has to do with hip-hop. But we cover more than just that. The Hype magazine, consider it to be the Rolling Stone in reverse. We're coming from the hip-hop
yep.
angle and adding everybody else in. Feel me?
Yep, exactly.
That's what it is. I don't want to take over your show, bro, but I want to thank
you.
Oh, no, you're
good.
You know.
you good, bro. No, man, thank you. It's good to have you in, you know, on the premises, man, and being able to hear your voice, you know, because I see you on Twitter, and I see your editorials. You know what I mean? We pay attention out here. You know what I'm saying? We pay attention to the names, and we watching who's doing what. And you definitely a voice to be heard and a voice that's been heard. So, come on, we ain't ignorant. We watching what's going on.
Thank you. We want to just say, look, to all the artists out there, record labels that are coming up, breaking, we're still one of the news outlets that is reachable. We're humble. We don't charge people for interviews. You know, it's never a situation like that. We look for people with an interesting story. If you're out there grinding 27/9, you know what I mean? As my man Milk Chicken says, that's the person that we want to talk to. That's the story we want to tell. Not just about the music, but we also want to know about you as the person and present that. So the Hype magazine is your opportunity to tell your story your way. You know what I mean? The way it should be, without us interjecting our opinion or whatever. So talk to us, man. We talk back. You know,
check out our
opportunity on Reverb Nation. If you're on Reverb Nation, and you know, we have a campaign through Reverb Nation where we're accepting submissions exclusively through Reverb Nation. So get your EPK up, get your online presence up, and talk to us, man. We talk back. We love it.
There it is, man. This go out to you, Mr. Dobie, man. Appreciate you, fam, for real.
Yo, what's up? Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. You know what I'm talking about? I like that old gangster shit. Cause you know it's a lot of niggas out there. Woofing all that bullshit, talking about they got this and got that. Talking loud, the motherfucker, but ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, I see your lips quivering, but you ain't saying a motherfucking thing. But my niggas, I got my niggas in the motherfucking house, and they gonna tell you what's really going on. Got my motherfucking nigga off the X. Definitely in this motherfucker. I got my nigga Daz in this motherfucker. Ready to kick some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And that little shit you hear in the background, that's my homegirl Rage. So I'll be able to kick this shit.
7 execution style murder. I have no remorse cause I'm the fucking murderer. Haven't you ever heard of a killer? I drop bombs like Hiroshima. So now I walk around strapped. One time bust they caps and watch nigga collapse. Now adapt to this, but you need no adapter. This is just the first chapter in a book from a crook. You get caught slipping, your ass got to die, nigga. Tell me what the fuck you figure. Trigger, happy RBX to cap ya. Pump, pump.
and I can't wait to bust all ground. Pump, pump, my hollow point smacks the clown. That's what I said, split his head. And now they got me running from the feds. But I refuse to go alive. It's kill or be killed, that's how them niggas survive. I'm high power, yeah. It's damn that mass murder, motherfucker. So what, you feel like you wanna get caught up? Fool, you better recognize. Death Row came to chastise. So if you cross the road, remember the first name is Death. No love for the other side.
Die for Radio, Sneak Brostein in the building, man. Shout out to Mr. Dobie, D-O-B-Y, that's Jerry Dobie, man, at the Hype Magazine. That's T-A-G, Hype Magazine, H-Y-P-E Magazine, for calling in and showing that love, man. Real talk. But let's get into some hip-hop history. I got a couple more minutes before I get off the air, probably about 11 more minutes before I get up out of here. What's today? May 17th. 2014, but May 17th, 1994, the Long Beach duo known as the Mexicans, that's M-E-X-A-K-I-N-Z, released their debut album, Zigzag, on Motown Records. That was about, 20 years ago, and it featured production from QD3, Bird, M.O., Intellect, and, of course, Mr. Sinful, man. That's the cat I remember. I'm sorry if I forget the other cat's name. My bad, bro. But Mr. Sinful spit them bars, man. They released that debut project. You know what I'm saying? That album was fire. I remember that right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a California baby, man. I'm a 70s baby, raised in the 70s. Born in the 70s, raised in the 80s. Stuck in the 90s. So I remember that. You know what I mean? And that shit was fire. And I like to do that every show just to give y'all some interesting history. You know what I'm saying? Some one to grow on. You know what I mean? Something for you to check on. You know what I mean? And see that I'm not just a host. You know what I mean? I'm a fan. I'm a consumer. You know? I'm an artist. I'm a producer. You know what I mean? I love this right here. You know? Big shout out to the forefathers of this, man. You know what I'm saying? That brought this to us. You know, shout out to everybody that enabled us to be able to do this. Because if you don't know the people that started this, where the fuck are you going? Your direction is lost. So pay attention at the end of the day to the people that started this. Pay attention to what's going on in this culture, you know. And for those that don't know, of course, I got a solo album that I released March 3rd. You know what I mean? If you feel so inclined, you can go pick that up. You can go to Drodians.com, Drodians.com. You can pick that up. I got that available for the low price of $7 for digital copies. If you want the hard copy, I got that available for $10. So you can make sure to go pick that up, and that'll be much appreciated. You know what I mean? Because I put a lot into that project. But, you know, no matter how much I sell, I've done pretty well. But no matter how much I sell, I'm going to continue to put music out. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to express myself. And I have to put how I'm feeling out. You know what I'm saying? I got to put that out there. I'm always doing beats. I'm always writing songs. And I'm always inspired. So I want to just, you know, notate that down. I'm a journalist. I'm a hip-hop journalist. You know what I mean? So whatever I'm going through, that down on paper. Because it makes more sense to put it down on paper than to go out there and do something crazy and take somebody's head off and commit a crime and put yourself in a situation where you're locked up and you're going to jail. It makes no sense. So I'd rather voice my opinion on wax versus having to deal with the court system and having to deal with legal issues and having to deal with paying money out of my pocket. Man. So that's where we at with it. Big shout out to my brother Hijack, man. This is Drodian fam. We're going to get up out of here about 8 minutes, but I'm going to play some more music for y'all. I'm feeling real good right now. Big shout out to Pharaoh Monch. Coming through at the top of the hour. Big shout out to Fresh Kid Ice, the legendary 2 Live Crew, for coming through, dropping games, sharing knowledge, man, experiences, and giving us his time. And last but not least, shout out to Egyptian Lover for coming through, long time coming. and showing us that love, man. You know what it is over here, man. We're going to give you that monumental shit, them iconic interviews, them legendary guests. Every time you tune in, you're going to be tripping out like, yo, they got these cats, they got these cats. You know, and that shout out to Todd Davis, man. Big, big shout out to Todd Davis for making everything possible here at Die For Radio. And big shout out to Hype Magazine. The Hype Magazine. THEHYPEMAGAZINE. The Hype Magazine. Everything is possible through Todd Davis and the Hype Magazine. Of course, we out here grinding, doing what we need to do to make things possible, but it takes teamwork to make the dream work. With that being said, let's get into this droning and shit. Shout out to my man Hijack, man. This is Move With Me.
All a game, huh? Hope your seatbelt's fastened. Hands up, Western Hemisphere, roller coasting through life. Here to tackle you. I'm an animal, I'm a beast. Body blow to the throat. I'm the antidote. Tear gas through cities, it's proven. Multiple contusions, steady moving, steady bruising. Architect, craft master, random four bars, ambitious, four course. You damn right we keep it cooking. Candy ass rappers tickle me. Pigs in a blanket, snot nose, it's all mathematics. Chronic lines for the potted lines, bottom line. Step away from the mic, back off. 92 LA riots, I survived it, I survived it. Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools. Move
with me.
Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools.
Move with me.
Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools. Move
with me.
Back to the origin, gold line, hustle up, second win, abolitionist with a pen, move with elegance, wisdom's patience, unite device with vice grips, tell of two cities, the have and the have nots, bittersweet, who wants to move with me, steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools, Trudians been paying dues, create something rememberable, bars over Israel, you catch a fish food, global conglomerate, dominate whatever you into, we blogging it. Man, forget it, I wash my hands with it. Steady making moves, steady taking crews, steady shaking fools. Move with me.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least six drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least six drinks, okay?
Hey yo, I blossom like a flower after afternoon showers when the sun shines. Swallowing solar rays, burn time. I'm in a funk, smoking skunk all day. I'm in a place where the body and the mind part ways. 40 days in my vessel, let it rain. The 40 on my waist is something special when I press it to your brain. Blade swinging with a furious rage. Leonardo, cowboy. Bunga swag, put a tag on these Jondos. Got the white girl, got the juice up in the Bronco. Drop it too long time, around the clock, Murado. Got the 4-5 clip on my West Side shit. Screaming West Side bitch with my Die Fam click, come on. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. Blow a couple ounces a day to out the pain. I'ma need at least six blunts to elevate.
Default vision is not necessary. You can see that we are legendary. With eyes closed, I see a path to a higher road. I feel the presence upon me even when I'm alone. See the progression that I have shown. I make it known that over the hills there is a lake of gold. How you expect to make it through without paying a toll? I'm laying low, trying to stay afloat. Now that don't make sense. Whatever, get them in rotation. I'm staying right here until the whole place bent. Try to assimilate this, leave them faceless. Let me levitate like a spaceship. Goodness gracious, I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least 6 drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least 6 blunts to elevate. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least 6 drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least 6 blunts to elevate.
And recorded this musical sequence to present a complete panorama of sound as used in a large Pops recording.
Yeah, real hip hop shit. Die for radio, man. Sneak Ross did the build. You already know, man. I gotta stay medicated and motivated. I love what I do, man. And love this hip hop music. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of me. You know what I mean? If you don't love and like what you do, stop doing it. You know what I mean? Wasting your time. But I've been a part of this hip-hop game since the inception. You know what I'm saying? I'm 70s baby, like I said, raised in the 80s, and I'm stuck in the 90s. And I'm still here, and I'm still repping the culture, and I'm going to still make sure that everybody knows what this culture is about, man. You know what I'm saying? Longevity and wisdom is what it's about. And, of course, you got the 5 pillars of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So do your knowledge, man. Do the knowledge. Know your history. Understand what you're getting into. Understanding what you're becoming a part of. Don't come in this shit blind because people will take advantage of you, 3 of you. You know what I'm saying? People will steer you wrong. But if you know where you're going, can't go wrong. You know what I'm saying? And, man, at the end of the day, I love it. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't trade it for anything else. You know, coming up in Lynwood, California, man, you know, it was a lot of shit going on. You know, gang banging, just you name it. You know what I mean? But from the break, it's crazy. From the break dancing, it turned into the gang banging, you know, because folks were break dancing and they had the clicks. And, you know, from that, I guess, you know, folks got bored and, you know, they transitioned to the gangbanging. Because I remember, you know, we used to wear our goddamn Chuck Taylors with the red laces. And I didn't know nothing about Bloods and Crips. I mean, it was around me. But, you know, I was like fucking 12, 13 years old. So all I knew was doing up rocks, windmills, head spins, 1990s. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I come from right there, man. That's what I was on. So when all the break, you know, the gangbanging came from the break dancing, it was new to me. You know, I had no clue what was going on, and it was like either you roll with it or you get ran over. So I had to pick a side. You know, and I transitioned from Lynwood, California, to Carson, California. You know, shout out to all my peoples in Carson, man. I ain't going to shout out the neighborhood, but shout out to all my peoples in Carson. You know, we're out there doing our thing, man. But at the end of the day, it's all about this music. I'm a producer. I'm an artist. I'm an entrepreneur. And I'm a connoisseur. And I'm a consumer of this hip-hop music. You know, without this hip-hop music, there ain't no telling where I would be. I was also in the military. I was in the Navy, so I got to see the impact of what hip-hop can do overseas and abroad. You know, visiting countries such as, you know, Thailand, Singapore, Korea, Japan, and Australia. So I definitely got to get back to those countries and, you know, politic with my peoples over there. And, man, if you got some connections with some people over there, man, holler at your boy, man, SneakRothstein@gmail.com. That's SneekRothstein. I know I'm going OT right now. I'm about to get off these airways, but, you know, when I got something to say, I got to get it off my chest no matter what. You know, if these folks cut me off, they cut me off, but I got, you know, some things to say to y'all people, man. So shout out to my people overseas, man, Germany, Italy,
Japan, Thailand, Singapore, Australia, Guam. I say Thailand, you know, shout out to them, man. Shout out to all my overseas people for showing that love. We're trying to get back over there. And, you know, if y'all got some avenues to get us over there, you already know we all for it. We're going to get it popping. Let's break bread. We ain't stingy over here, man. We fruitful. We fruit. We're not frugal, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to goddamn get it popping, man. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't holding back. We're going all in with it, you know? And it's a blessing to be speaking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it, man, freedom of speech, you know? But at the end of the day, still limited. You know what I'm saying? You can say what you want, but you still have to kind of be restrained in what you say. Because, you know, freedom, we free, but we not really free. So, but, man, let's get into one more joint before we get up out of here. And I want to shout out once again Pharoah Monch for coming through. I want to shout out Fresh Kid Ice coming through. My man Fresh Kid Ice came through and blessed us. Of course, Egyptian Lover, man. Of course, my man Jerry Dobie from the Hype Magazine coming through and blessing us, you know what I'm saying, with his time. Big shout out to Todd Davis for making all this shit possible. We appreciate it, bro. You are not, you know what I'm saying, you are not taken for granted. I want to let you know that. Thank you, you know what I'm saying, because you're making shit pop. And we see what the fuck you're doing. You're not blind. Stevie Wonder can see what the fuck is going on. I want to let you know that. But, yeah, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep it popping, man. Let's get into this MC Ren. Man, we're waiting on that remix, Ren, of, you know, that Rebel Music. That Rebel Music remix is coming with the Don Mega. You know what I mean? You promised that to me. I'm going to hit you up, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that's coming to us soon because we want that remix to that Rebel Music real soon. That shit going to be crazy, man. And y'all can check out all the archive shows. You already know you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Die4Radio. D-I-E, the number 4, radio. And you can check out all the previous shows. You can check out all the interviews. And you can hear how we get down over here. And if you want to donate to the cause, you already know you can go through. You can do that through PayPal. You can donate to this Die4Radio movement through PayPal. And my email is sneakrothstein@gmail.com. Sneak, S-N-E-E-K-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N, S-N-E-E-K-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N.
Same old shit, every day and every night. We're gonna get dark, niggas get out of sight. Make sure the AK is locked up tight, cause ain't no telling if some shit might pop tonight.
Thinking up another bitch's money to take. I start to get dressed, yo, my bitch is still asleep. Go put the 9mm gun in the Jeep and let it warm up and fuck Marvin Gaye. I wish somebody would come out and have something to say. I take out my dick, beat my girl right away. Grab a hand and kiss the bitch until I have a nice day. Then go around the corner cause I fuck her best friend. It ain't a bitch that I don't put my dick in. I can't stay long, I gotta hit the boulevard. Put your fist in your pussy bitch and breathe real hard. Shack with the G's, that's mega. Getting drunk, buzzing with Larry's uncle on Sega. Niggas can't take it, always having a fit, yo. But it's the same old shit.
Same old shit, every day and every night. So when it gets dark, niggas get out of sight. Make sure that AK is locked up tight. Cause ain't no telling if some shit might pop tonight.
Playing dominoes with a nigga and some hoes. Hot pussies and hard dicks and slapping big sticks. At this bitch's house for the very first time. Some niggas came in and tried to take what's mine. Tried to jack and the bitch played it off. She was in it all along, bitch screaming what's wrong. I said what the fuck, the Mac 10 start to bark. I loaded the clip and then escaped through the bar. I think I hit one but I needed to shoot them all. Now I'm running like shit, thinking about getting hit. Now this bitch that was hugged up with me was with these niggas letting off slugs at me. Oh shit, can't trust a bitch, I should've known. Fucking with a hoe, now a nigga's cover's blown. But I got away without getting
my home so I can make up for the rent. Cause ain't nobody gonna give me shit if I don't take it. It's too much motherfucking money, so I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, yo, I'm still the same nigga. So quit acting like a bitch if my pockets get bigger. I'm peeping out my game like Pretty Tony in the Mac. Always watching my back with my goddamn cat. I do what I gotta do, I sell my rocks like a slinger. Or say, I don't give a fuck and be a gangbanger. Or go back and forth in the pen, bitchin' three. Having little motherfuckers looking up to me. Yeah, this shit feels good, I won't lie. A real ass nigga till the day I fucking die. So pass me the weed so I can take me a hit.
Of what?
Of the same old shit.
Same old shit, every day and every night. When it gets dark, niggas get out of sight. Make sure that AK is locked up tight. Cause ain't no telling if some shit might pop tonight.
Joint. I said that already, man. Y'all make sure y'all check me out tomorrow, man. Shut them down Sundays. Shut them down radio. Shout out to my New York peeps for giving me the opportunity to broadcast on Shut them down radio. Shut them down Sundays, man. Shameless plug to them. And I'm rocking out from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. Of course, my West Coast peeps subtract 3 hours from that. You know what I mean? And I'm live in the building with my Shut them down, fam, man. Dirty Solo, man. Slick the Don. Goddamn ROE, man. My Future Business Generals. My Far Rockaway peeps, man. All my Rosedale peeps. Let's get into this MC Shy Rock joint, man. Shout out to MC Shy Rock for submitting this, man, and fucking with your boy, man. Big shout out to her, man. A lot of the artists that we rock out here, man, we have relationships with, and we can contact them at any given moment, man. So if you hear something you like and you might want to book a show, you need a verse, you need a drop, you know what I mean, holler at us, and we'll get that popping, man. Let's get into this MC Shy Rock, and I'm going to get up out of here, man. MC Shy Rock, man, the iconic, luminary, legendary MC Shy Rock. This is called Stay the Night.
Ooh, baby. at the party. We smiled at the party just to get a little naughty. We met at the party. We talked at the party. We smiled at the party just to get a little naughty.
With all those words you said and all those promises, you know those visions, baby, you know they're in my head. Stay tonight.
I'm up out of here, 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure y'all check me out every Saturday. Of course, like I said, every Sunday, I got that Shut Them Down Sunday. Shout out to my Rosedale, Mobsdale, NYC, man, QB Peoples, Big Twins. I see you, Cormega. I see you, man. Havoc, Prodigy. I see y'all, man. We up out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Much appreciated, man. Fuck with us. Let's go.